So, Sooner Lights Out from the Playmakers Bar brand and Sports Network is brought to you by Fanatics. Official license everything with Fanatics.com with Sports Fan Shop. And Shooting Lights Out is also sponsored by Liz. Locker Rooms by Liz. Custom hats, custom t-shirts, custom everything for all sports fans at Locker Rooms by Liz. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for your brand new episode of Shooting Lights Out. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Shooting Lights Out with the Playmaker here down at Sellers out here in the good state of Florida. It's almost over. It is almost over for those of you who've been following the NBA Finals. It is a 3-1 series lead going into Game 5 tonight. I'm going to recap Games 3 and 4 down in South Beach. Preview Game 5 tonight, and that'll be it. It's not going to be a typical lengthy episode of Shooting Lights Out. But, man, this is almost it. And then I'll just be covering the WNBA and then the FIBA World Cup, and that'll be it for basketball until the next season tip off. But let's get right down to business. No commercial breaks under that, as you can see right here. By the way, thank you for those who are watching on YouTube. Thank you for those who are watching on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio. Thank you for listening to the audio radio. Thank you for you who are watching the video on YouTube. Just thank you overall for your support and all that. As y'all can see here, we're talking finals. So I'm going straight to it. I'm not going to take too much of your time. And it's been a disappointment in South Beach for Games 3 and 4. Game 3, as you can see here, Joker, 32 points, 12, and 21 rebounds. Excuse me. And 10 assists, Jamal Murray with 34 points, 10 boards and 10 assists. Both had 30-point double-doubles. I'm going to get into those in a minute. As the Denver Nuggets won game 3, 109-94. That was back on, let me see, back on Friday. No, never. Back on Wednesday, last Wednesday. And then you see the backcourt of the Miami Heat. Gabe Vincent and Max Strus combined for 10 points. 3 for 17 from the field, 2 for 10 from 3. Didn't help Jimmy Butler out at all. Jimmy Butler had 28 points. Bam had 22 and 17. They had no help in game 3. No help in game 3 whatsoever. Here's what the team stats from game 3. Nuggets shot 51% from the field. Miami shot 37% from the field. Even though Miami shot a little bit better from 3, it didn't matter because the Nuggets was dominant. They had a lead of 21. Just dominant. Just dominant. And the two stars for the Denver Nuggets proved it. Triple, double, double trouble. Shout out to NBA TV. Game time for game time at the finals for this lovely graphic that I got from their show. So shout out to NBA TV and game time for this. 2 30-point triple doubles. First teammates with 30 points, 10 assists, triple doubles in NBA history. We're talking 75 years of the NBA. This is the first time ever that two teammates had 30-point triple-doubles. 30-point triple-doubles, the first time ever in NBA history. Like I said, you see the stats. Those of you who are watching on YouTube, those of you who listen to the audio, if you remember the stats from game 3, Nikola Jokic had 32 points, 21 rebounds, 10 assists. Jamal Murray had 34 points. 10 rebounds, 10 assists. Man, look at it. Jokic shot 12 from 21 from the field. Jamal Murray shot 12 from 22 from the field. It's not the fact that they just had triple doubles. They had efficient triple doubles. efficient.
Triple double at that.
Okay, shot over 50% from the field while getting triple doubles. That is crazy. That is unheard of. So it's the first time ever, not in finals history, not in playoff history, in NBA history, a pair of teammates come with 30-point triple doubles, and it happened in the NBA Finals in Game 3 for the Denver Nuggets. But we're not done talking about the Denver Nuggets from Game 3. Mikal Jokic, he did something I have never seen done in the NBA since I've been watching. And look at the history, the 75-year history of the NBA. Jokic with 32 points, 10 assists, and 21 boards. This is the first time that has been done in the NBA Finals. Those of you who are watching on YouTube, you are looking at a list that's also from Game Time from NBA TV that I took for them. You're talking the most 30-point, 20-rebound playoff triple-doubles in playoff history. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar for the Milwaukee Bucks has one, and Wilt Chamberlain for the Philadelphia 76ers has one. Neither of which came in the NBA Finals. Nikola Jokic is the first player to achieve a 30-point, 20-rebound triple-double in finals history. We're talking 75 years. Wilt Chamberlain, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Hakeem Olajuwon, Shaquille O'Neal, Tim Duncan, David Robinson, Bill Russell. I mean, think of all the great big men to play in the game of the NBA for 75 years. And Nikola Jokic is the first ever to have a 30-point, 20-rebound triple-double in finals history. Finals history, okay? That is remarkable, okay?
That's remarkable.
So that just tells you of how good this dude is and how great this Nugget team is, even though they don't get the coverage that they deserve. I mean, in these finals, Jokic is probably averaging a triple-double, okay? Two games he don't have triple doubles. Two of the games he didn't have the assist mark, but he had the rebounds. It's just Nikola Jokic probably is going to win MVP most likely of the NBA Finals. Probably can give it to Jamal Murray, and I won't be mad at you. But for the front runner right now is Nikola Jokic to Finals MVP, and deservedly so, because this man has been truly unstoppable, and it showed in Game 3 against the Miami Heat. I mean, him and Jamal Murray went ballistic. And what they did. That was Game 3. Now maybe get back on the screen because this is Game 4. This is what took place Friday. 108-95. Nuggets take a 3-1 lead. Aaron Gordon led all scores. Aaron Gordon led all scores with 27 points. 7 boards, 6 assists. Nikola Jokic, 23 points, 12 boards, 4 assists. Jamal Murray only had 15 points. Bruce Brown off the bench gave 21 points off the bench. Bruce Brown off the bench. And yet, do you see the backcourt of the Miami Heat once again? 2 points from Gabe Vincent and Max Strus combined. 2 points. 1 for 10 combined. 0 for 7 from 3 combined. This is the second game in the NBA Finals that Max Strus has been held scoreless. So the two games in Miami, the starting backcourt of Gabe Vincent and Max Strus of the Miami Heat have combined to score a total of 12 points in the NBA Finals in games 3 and 4. You want to know one of the reasons why Miami's down 3-1? There you go right there, the backcourt of the Miami Heat. They did not show up at home whatsoever to help Jimmy Butler, who had 25 points in Game 4, and Bam Adebayo, who had another double-double of 20 points and 11 boards. They need help, and they ain't getting it from their backcourt. What more can you ask from Jimmy Butler? What more can you ask from Bam? Bam is averaging a double-double. Bam is giving you 20 and 12.
What more can you want from Bam Adebayo? Jimmy Butler's scoring 20. He's scoring 25. He's scoring 28. What more do you want from Jimmy Butler? You actually got 12 from Kevin Love. You actually got 12 from Kevin Love. But Matt Schuster and Gabe Vincent didn't show up. I mean, and a lot of people gonna look at Jimmy Butler and say he ain't the one. He can't do it by himself. Like, look, let's go back to game three. Let's go back to the game three stats. Look at it. They combined for 10. Gabe Vincent and Matt Schuster combined for 10 points in game three. Game three. And then they come back in game four and combined for 12 points from your backcourt. What is this? This Miami ain't coming back from a 3-1 deficit against not against this Nuggets team. Especially on the verge of winning their first ever championship. Oh, Denver ain't gonna let this go. And the fact that they're going back to Denver. And the one game that they did lose was in Denver. What more does Bam and Jimmy gotta do? Jeez. They backcourt didn't show up at all at home. I mean, this is ridiculous. Gabe Vincent and Matt Schuster went home to Miami, Florida, to South Beach, and gave you 12 points in two games. But you're their home team. I don't have an explanation of what happened. I don't. I really don't. Well, you look at it. Okay, Denver almost shot 50% from the field. Miami almost 45% from the field. 50% from 3-foot Denver, 32% from Miami. That's a difference right there. But I don't know what to tell you. Rebounds, 37 Miami, 34 Denver. Assists, 26-23 Denver. 11 steals, but 11 steals from the Nuggets, the 2 from the Miami Heat. Okay, that's something to look at. 7 blocks, the 3 blocks Nuggets, that's something to look at. I mean, turnover points off turnovers ain't that much of a difference. That was, what, 8-17 in favor of the Nuggets. Fast break points are pretty much even. Points in the paint pretty much even. And the backcourt of the Miami Heat just disappeared. They just disappeared. Off face off the planet of the Earth. They went home and disappeared off the face of the planet of the Earth. I don't know how. What is it? You need to put an ADP out on Gabe Vincent and Matt Strus. Especially Matt Strus, because he hasn't been scoreless in 2 games on the NBA Finals. I don't understand. I really don't. Caleb Martin, he's been struggling in the NBA Finals, but he's damn sure trying. At least he's trying to score close to 10 points, 15 points a game. Matt Strus is nowhere to be found whatsoever. Where is he? Gabe Vincent went home and... Did he get too comfortable being back home from that attitude or this endeavor which he's going back to tonight? I don't have no answers, okay? I'm just confused and combobulated as y'all are when it comes to Gabe Vincent and Matt Strus and games 3 and 4 in Miami. I don't know. So this is where the series at. Nuggets won game one, Miami won game two on the road. The Nuggets took both games in Miami. Now we down to game 5 right here up in Denver tonight, 8:30 p.m. on ABC. Could the Nuggets finish this off right here, right now? And the likelihood, it is a yes. Because according to ESPN, it's an 81.8% chance the Nuggets finish this off at home to the Heat, 18.2% to get it back to South Beach. This is where we at. ESPN is saying this is a done deal. Analysts from ESPN, from Fox Sports, CBS Sports, it says a done deal. So except for Monica Mendoza, for her beautiful self, she is picking the Heat. she's got the heat getting it back to South Beach. So, you know, Monica Minna is doing her thing over in ESPN. I got a little crush on her. I would admit that. But nevertheless, I mean, if I'm being realistic here, Denver should finish this tonight. But they gonna have to knock out Miami. Miami's walking in there saying, oh, this game's going back to South Beach for game six. So Denver better not have what they did in game two happen tonight. Because what happened in game two happens tonight, it will be a game six in South Beach. Because Miami's not finna come in and lay down. Denver, Nikola Jokic, Jamal Murray, y'all gonna have to knock Jimmy Butler and Bam out. Because they ain't going down lightly. They are going down swinging, okay? I'm telling you this. This is the Heat culture. Win or lose, they going down swinging. And if you're going to sit here and sit back like, oh, man, we just 48 minutes away from catching the first ever title in Denver history. Yeah, we got this. What happened to y'all in game two is going to happen tonight. And y'all going to suffer back-to-back losses at home when y'all came into the finals without losing a home game and you won game one. And Miami has won 7 straight world games. Now, I hope y'all know that. I really hope y'all know that. Well, they ain't went 7 straight, but they won 7. I mean, look at it. They won game one in Milwaukee. They won game 5 in Milwaukee. They won game 1 in New York. Okay? They won game 1 and 2 in Boston. They won game 7 in Boston. And they won game 1 of them, and they won game 2 of the NBA Finals in Denver. They have won 7 road playoff games this postseason. If you think they're finna walk in there and lay down for y'all because y'all at home for a game 5 with a chance to host the Larry O'Brien Trophy, the Denver Nuggets better think again. I heard Nikola Jokic's interview with Malika Andrews when she asked him, what does it mean to you to win the championship? And he said he doesn't know because it hasn't happened yet. You better bring that mindset tonight. It hasn't happened yet, so guess what? We have business to handle. Because I guarantee you, if you pull up what you did in game 2, you're going back to South Beach. And if you're going back to South Beach, that might not be a good thing for you guys. I'm just putting you on notice right now. Join my good friend Jordan Long, Kool McKay, they are ready to celebrate. But they know and they understand the job ain't finished yet. Just like my boy Kool McKay said on Facebook to me, challenging his Cody Rose, finish the story, Denver. The story is not complete. The book is not finished. You still got a page left to finish, okay? You on the last page. You on the very last page right now. You on the very last page. Finish it. If not, Miami continues to write their story. So do you want to finish your story tonight? Or do you want Miami continue to write their story? It's up to you, Denver. You're the better team. You're the better team overall. You're the bigger team. You're better at rebounding. You're better at scoring. You're better at efficiency. You're better at teamwork. You're just better than the Miami Heat. Act like it and finish this series off. Because if we go back to a game 6, you might be going home for a game 7. This is just my opinion. I may be wrong, but this 81% right here that I'm seeing from ESPN, do not look at that and get comfortable. Because that 18%, that is a big 18%. I hope you know that. Because that means Miami get to play how they want to play. They are under the radar. Nobody's giving them a chance. Just the way they like it. So, Denver, handle your business tonight. And if you do, you will be hosting your first ever Larry O'Brien Trophy in front of your home crowd in Denver, Colorado, around about 11:30 tonight. If you punch out the Miami, because if you don't,
South Beach will be buzzing Thursday night for game six. I guarantee you that. That's it. That's all I got to say. Enjoy the game tonight. We will see if the Nuggets will be hosting their first ever Larry O'Brien Trophy or if the Miami Heat will be heading back to South Beach for a game six. Talk to y'all later. Deuces.
But you can't stop here. You can't stop now. You gotta keep going. Through all your trials and your tribulations, you gotta keep pushing. Now, finish your campaign.
Yeah, gotta get it out the mud, that's the only way to win. Who am I to point the finger like I never ever seen? Been through the ups and downs like the letter N. They don't let you through the door, better kick that again. Cause that's the only way to win. That's the only way to go. Gotta get it out the mud. Gotta get it out the flow.
Thank you for tuning in today's episode. If you want to follow the podcast, you can follow it on all streaming platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and a whole lot more. This has been Shooting the Lights Out.
Masterpiece.